Adventure Show with Robert Armbruster and his orchestra, our guest for this evening, and starring Nelson Eddy.
When they march down the street, people stand on their feet. They love to see a soldier. So they jump on your chest, you fall in with the rest. You want to see a soldier, you'll run half a mile, but it's well worth the while. Because somebody has told ya that coming down the street you'll hear the feet, marching feet. Oh, how you run, see a soldier. Because there's something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a great big general, maybe a sergeant major, maybe a simple private of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing, something in what he's wearing, something about his buttons all a shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest ain't so stupid, the lady's best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine.
that our guest for this evening is a very talented young lady.
You weren't just a woofing, either.
And pardon me, Frank, what was that you just said?
You weren't just a woofing.
That's a junior set jargon. Means,
you aren't kidding. You're right.
Now,
look, Nelson, when we talk to Lois Butler, we'll have to be on the beam. Mm. We can't be a square pair, you know.
Oh, we can't, huh?
Well, I should say not.
I'm glad you told me. Now, as I was about to say, Lois Butler made her first professional appearance as a ballet dancer and singer. That was 9 years ago, and she was then 3 years old. Later, Lois made her first concert appearance at the University of California in Los Angeles. That was 6 years ago, and she was then 6 years old.
I get it. Now she's 12.
Frank, gentlemen, do not discuss a lady's age in public. And I was about to say, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lois Butler.
There's one singer to another. Call me Nelson.
Thank you, Nelson. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure's all ours, Lois. We've been looking forward to this visit.
He's not just a wolfing, either.
Pardon me, Nelson. What was that you just said?
He's not just a wolfing. It's a phrase Frank Graham used a while ago.
Where in the world do you suppose he heard that?
Why, I don't know. It's amazing the words adults pick up these days.
Isn't it, though? I wish youngsters wouldn't be so careless with their speech.
Yeah, grown-ups are such imitators, especially radio announcers. Looks like a good time to change the subject. I'd like to ask Lois if this is her first appearance on the air.
No, it isn't, Frank. I've been on several programs.
Mail call and command performance, among others. Those are special broadcasts for the men overseas. A little later on, Lois and I will sing a duet, but now she's going to sing a song that made a hit with the GIs. It's Russian Nightingale.
Thank you.
Nelson, I noticed you picked out another Gilbert and Sullivan Patter song for tonight.
Yes, Frank, it's Fun Thorn's song from Patience. Fun Thorn is a nice young fellow who wants everyone to admire him. Well, that's understandable, except that Fun Thorn assumes the extreme affectations of a would-be poet. Strangely enough, his system seems to work. And here Fun Thorn tells you what to do if you're anxious for the shine.
Ice or a roller?
Hello. Any other interests, Lois?
I like school pretty well.
School? You mean with all those hobbies and your singing, you have time for school?
Yes. I go to Thomas Starr King Junior High School.
In what class?
Eighth grade. I also sing in the school glee club.
Hey, this girl likes to sing. Yeah, you ever sing request numbers, Lois?
Sometimes.
But sometime, will you sing one for me? Shortening and bread?
Sure. Anything you'd like, Bob?
Hello? Keep out the sound of shortening bread.
I don't know why he doesn't like that song.
Well, do you like it?
Yes.
Well, then why do you ask me not to sing it tonight?
Because Mr. Armbruster told me to.
Because,
So,
Robert Armbruster has once again stopped Nelson Eddy short of singing shortened bread. Will Nelson keep on with his mad attempt to sing this song? Will he succeed? Or will Robert Armbruster be able to stave him off again? Tune in next week. We don't know. Okay, you two have fun. Well, I promised I'd sing it.
You will, too. Persistent.
Right now, though, little Miss Lois Butler and Nelson Eddy sing their duet. It's Will You Remember from Maytime.
Roll along home.
Long is the road through storm and shine that brings me to you, sweet love of mine. No more will I wander, no more will I roam, but take out a compass and roll along home.